This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. The lot at 6 and Walnut usually looks like your typical construction site. But today, adjacent to mounds of dirt, there's a white tent, hundreds of people in business casual attire, and a string quartet. Everyone is celebrating the groundbreaking of a new building. A 78,000 square foot space that will accommodate the largest family justice center in the country.
Nobody's done what you're doing.
That's Casey Gwynn. He started the Family Justice Center movement back in 1989 in San Diego. What's a family justice center? Usually, a woman dealing with domestic violence has to travel all over the city to get help. One location for a restraining order, another for counseling. Family justice centers aim to solve this problem by putting everything she needs under one roof.
When this center opens, it will be the largest, most comprehensive multi-agency model in America. So congratulations.
But how exactly will these superlatives make a difference for families in Milwaukee? And might the new center reduce the likelihood that a kid will pick up a gun?
Kent Laverne thinks so.
That's Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman.
Kent is one of the new center's main champions. He's chief deputy district attorney for Milwaukee County.
When I was prosecuting firearms cases, we're prosecuting mostly younger offenders, age 17 to 21, for felony offenses for possessing a gun.
He's been prosecuting firearms and domestic violence-related cases in Milwaukee for almost 17 years.
That not only did they have a felony conviction, but almost every one of these young men also had a history of being an abused or neglected child.
And he split my chin with a 12-gauge gun.
That's Hannah. Hannah isn't her real name, but that's the name she asked me to use. She's been staying at the Sojourner Family Peace Center, Milwaukee's largest domestic violence shelter, on and off for the past 4 years. Hannah met her abuser, we'll call him Jim, a few months after he got out of prison. From ages 16 to 18, Jim served time for unlawful possession of a firearm.
The reason why he does that is because the way he was brought up, too.
She doesn't completely blame Jim for how he treated her.
He couldn't be a child like he wanted to.
Children who grow up in households afflicted by domestic violence, the boys often drop out of school, pick up a gun, and join a gang because they're looking for solidarity.
Hannah says Jim's mom didn't really look after him, and he watched the men that his mom dated beat her.
At 9 years old, he had a 12 gauge, you know, and he's keeping it in the garbage can.
That was around the time the mafia insane Vice Lords, a Chicago-based gang, lured in Jim with the promise of solidarity.
Yeah, he saw people get killed right in front of him.
Every time a new felony hits his desk, Kent asks himself,
and how can we better respond to that as a community at an earlier stage in the life cycle of that family before those gunshots get exchanged out on our streets or on our playgrounds or in our parks?
He thinks the new center is the answer, a way for families to break the cycle of violence. Carmen Petrie knows firsthand how hard it is to bounce back from domestic violence. She's the executive director of Sojourner Family Peace Center. She's also a survivor.
I grew up in a violent home. So my passion around this work started at an early age. My mother was an abused woman. She was married when she was very young to my father, who was 18, who beat her for years. I remember the chaos and the unpredictability and the fear, you know, when people are fighting around you.
Then next thing you know, I hear a knock at the door. So I'm like, who is it?
Jim demanded that she open the door.
I instantly knew the voice. My heart just started beating fast. I'm asking him to leave. Please just leave. So I hear the gun cock. I'm going to shoot down the door. I'm going to kill everybody.
Hannah has two small children under the age of 3. One girl, one boy.
I'm like, please, I'm pleading. He's like, I got 7 shots. I'm willing to go all the way.
The cops came just in time.
Today, if you're abused or your child is abused, you might have to go to 3, 4, 5 different locations to you know, to get your needs.
First thing I had to do was call the police, get the restraining order. Second,
you might have to go to counseling. Your child may need counseling. Your child may need a forensic exam. You may need to speak to the district attorney's office.
If she needs the police will be there. If she needs the DA's office, we will be there to visit her in the center.
One of the hardest parts is being out in public.
I was afraid. I was isolated. When I say I stayed in all day, every day.
That ringing is the front door at the Sojourner Truth House shelter.
I was scared to get on the bus. I mean, all I did was stay in the house.
With the new center, women don't have to make a choice between getting help and safety.
For the people that's scared, that's actually scared of their abuser, everything is right there.
The centralized approach means victims don't have to recount their painful experience to multiple providers. And it will make getting help for kids, breaking that cycle of violence, much easier.
If she needs the services from Children's Hospital to provide therapy to her kids, it'll be right there on site.
The center will open near the end of 2015, so it will be a couple of years before we see the results. As for Hannah, she can't know how the abuse she endured will impact her kids or if the cycle will stop with her. But she's getting help and hopes her family is ready to move on.
Actually, I'm moving out today. I have me a place and everything. Yes, me and the kids, so we doing our outtake today.
Sojourner Family Peace Center needs volunteers to answer the 24-hour domestic violence hotline or work with kids. You can check out a link to all of Sojourner's volunteer opportunities on our website, preciouslivesproject.org. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation and the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund. Music by Kiran V of Fresh Cut Collective.